Well, this week, a record temperature of 69 degrees was recorded in Antarctica. It was the highest temperature ever there, and it followed the hottest January on record around the globe. Gavin Schmidt is a climatologist and director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. He joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, let's start with the global temperatures in January around the world. Record temperatures. How warm was the Earth?
The Earth is about 2 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average. And this was the warmest January that we've had. The warmest before that was 2016, when we had a very large El Nino event, which normally gives us this very warm temperatures around the world. But there isn't an El Nino this year. And so the temperatures that we're seeing are really just a reflection of the long-term trends that are being driven by basically human emissions of greenhouse gases.
Well, and when you look at the places that were hit the hardest in January by warmer temperatures, I mean, we saw the terrible fires in Australia. I also Right. looked at a map of the world, and it looked like the place that had the highest above average temperatures was like Russia, right?
Yes. So these are anomalies. So these are where it's warmer than normal. Obviously, it's not very warm in Siberia right now, but it is massively warmer than it used to be. And the same is true on the U.S. East Coast. There are some places that have cooled slightly or have a cool anomaly, particularly Alaska and places in the Labrador Sea. But mostly everywhere is warming. And that's a signature of those long-term trends.
And we mentioned the temperature in Antarctica reaching almost 70 degrees Fahrenheit. There was also news this week that an iceberg almost as large as Atlanta broke Right. off the Pine Island Glacier in Antarctica. It was captured in satellite images. Mm-hmm. How unusual is that, and what are the implications of such warm temperatures in Antarctica?
You know, it's summertime in Antarctica right now, and so this is when you expect things to be relatively warm. But generally speaking, there's still a lot of ice around Antarctica, so it doesn't generally get much warmer than about freezing. So this really is quite an impressive feat. But it is having an effect. So we're seeing warming ocean temperatures, particularly around Antarctica, and that's causing these glaciers like the Pine Island and the Thwaites Glacier to kind of melt from below. And both the Pine Island and the Thwaites Glacier have retreated enormously over the last 30 or 40 years, and that's contributing strongly to changes in sea level across the world.
So what do you think that people, citizens, and policymakers should take away from this? Because it seems like almost every week now there's a report that seems pretty alarming when it comes to climate change, rising temperatures, rising sea levels, ice melting, etc.
Well, I mean, all of these things are part of the same process. The long-term trends that, as I said, are being caused by our emissions of greenhouse gases are pushing the planet into a warmer state. And the impacts of these changes, they're severe. I mean, I'll give you an example. So, you know, you might think, oh, well, it's fine if the winter temperatures get a little bit warmer, everybody's happier. But in Australia, in their winter, it was a record warm temperatures. It was record dry. And that everybody was saying, oh, this is nice. This is unusual. But when it came to the summer and that dryness and that warmth kind of led to this massive amount of fuel that led to these, decadally unprecedented wildfire seasons. So the system that we live in is sensitive to these seasonal changes. Whether it's agriculture or fire or water resources or skiing holidays, all of these things are being affected by the changes that we're now seeing.
Now, you blamed human-caused climate change, but I noticed that even in your op-ed piece in the New York Times, you said that your views don't necessarily represent that of NASA or the U.S. government. Some listeners may hear that and say, well, why not?
Well, the agency and I can't speak for the government, but generally speaking, the agency doesn't take stands on policy issues. But if you go to climate.nasa.gov, you can see all of the evidence, all of the data for changes in temperatures and ice and sea level, and why those things are changing, and the work that we've done on understanding the changes tells a very clear story that the reason why things are changing now are because of human activities.
That is Gavin Schmidt, who is a climatologist and director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.